It is now 10:31 a.m. on Wednesday, July 6th, 2022, and the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians teleconference call is now going. Roll call. Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Michael Searle.
Present.
Deb Bright.
Present.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
Terry Brown. No. Okay. Also present, we have Megan Dernan, our executive director, as well as Seth Hargraves, our assistant attorney general. Those of you who are on the call that are not on the board, would you please make sure your phones are on mute? Okay. Declaration conflicts of interest. I hear none. This meeting is going to be about some possible violations we need to discuss for two LensCrafters locations that do not have establishment licenses. And we've received a response from Luxottica, from Michael Mott, their general counsel, and explaining the situation, which we appreciate. The reason we are calling this meeting is we need to deal with the violations. Basically, they are in violation of the rules and regs statutes, and we need to address that situation for the LensCrafters at A681 Phoenix and LensCrafters 676 Phoenix. And having looked through and looking at the history with Luxottica, this is actually going to be the fourth time that a Luxottica store has been involved in a issue with establishment license. So I'm going to ask that we entertain a motion to go into a consent agreement with Luxottica and our assistant attorney general and our executive director to deal with the issue with these two locations. Being that it's the fourth time that we've had an issue with a Luxottica location, the fine would be $1,000 for each location. That's what the consent agreement is. And Susie, if you would like to make a motion that we can move forward with getting with the Luxottica people to discuss the consent agreement, I would entertain that.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we have our executive director, Megan, work on a consent agreement with our assistant attorney general, Seth, help. Due to Luxottica's violations of these two stores, number A681 and number 676, the violation of having no establishment licenses.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Okay, we've had it moved and seconded to proceed with coming to a consent agreement with the Luxottica representatives for these two establishments. Any discussion?
This is Seth. I have a question. Is the motion to offer a consent agreement for a civil penalty of $1,000 for each location?
Correct.
And what's the time frame to pay the civil penalty?
We would like to have a response from them, and Megan would need to receive it by the 22nd of July so we can move forward with our August agenda.
Well,
so we want to put it on a tight timeline. It's the reason we're having the emergency meeting.
Well, I think there's some confusion. So you're going to offer a consent agreement and you're giving them until July 22nd to accept it?
No, to settle that so we can just get these out of violation.
Right, but you're going to offer a consent agreement for $1,000 civil penalty for each location, so a total of $2,000 civil penalty. What is, in the terms of the consent agreement, what is the time frame for which the penalty needs to be paid?
2 weeks.
So 2 weeks.
from today, or okay. 2 weeks from, be 2 weeks from Friday.
Well, no, you're going to offer a consent agreement. The terms of the consent agreement are going to indicate when that needs to be paid. But you also have to give them a time frame for which to accept the consent agreement. And then if they don't accept it, what happens? So there's...
Then this would get pushed forward into the August agenda.
Okay, all right. You're going to offer the consent agreement that's being offered under the terms of the consent agreement. If they accept it, how long do they have to pay the penalty, the civil penalty?
July 22nd. That is in order for us to put our agenda together for our August 3rd meeting. And this is the request we got from Luxottica to fast track.
Okay,
so would be the word they asked us to do.
Once the consent agreement is drafted and provided to them, how long do they have to accept it? How long are you giving them to decide whether or not to accept the consent agreement?
I would say that should be done within a week. So that would be by the 15th. And then if they accept it, then the consent agreement would need to be paid with the fine by the 22nd. Trying to condense the time frames down as was requested by the Luxottica people.
Okay, so if they do not accept the consent agreement by the 15th,
then
what happens?
These stores will still be in violation of no establishment license.
So then you just want to consider it again at the next meeting? If they don't accept,
we would have to. If they don't accept it, we would have to, because we're going to then continue with the violations.
Okay.
And we're just trying to condense the time frame down to adhere to the request from the Luxottica representatives that have asked us to try to push these forward so they can get these stores open or back dispensing.
Okay, so you're going to offer a consent agreement for a total of $2,000 civil penalties, $1,000 for each location.
Correct.
To the consent agreement to be accepted by July 15th, and if not, the matter would go on the next board agenda. And if accepted,
correct,
the civil penalty has to be paid by July 22nd, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And we have the representatives are on the call. They're not going to participate on it. They're hearing this, so they know what we're discussing to try to help them get these stores back dispensing. And that's what we want to get on the August agenda. So we do have a motion that has been seconded. We do need to put the clarification of all that in the consent agreement that we're going to provide to Luxottica. Megan will get that taken care of. Any other discussion, though, about the motions? Does that answer your question, Seth?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll move forward with a roll call vote on the motions. Moved by Suzanne Coleman, seconded by Sherry Mays. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
It is passed unanimously. Megan, if you would, get with Seth and Luxottica contact people and see what you can do to work this out. I do thank Luxottica for clarifying the situation. I'm glad they've taken the appropriate corrective action of stop dispensing. So that part of it is all good. Now we just have to work on getting them reopened. future meeting dates, again, the first Wednesday the rest of the year, starting with August 3rd. Future agenda items, well, possibly we will still have this violation, but hopefully we can have this one resolved. It will be on the agenda. We'll just have to deal with it based on the response and efforts that are given between now and then. Any other items? Call the public. Again, thank you, Luxottica reps. I'm glad you were able to be on the call. Hopefully everything makes sense. You understand.
Is it possible to ask a question? This is Mike Maud. May I ask a question, or is that not permitted?
Seth? If you're asking for a question about clarification of what we just went over?
Yes.
Yes, I will entertain a question from you.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, thank you for expediting this. We really appreciate it. The question is just, if we get the consent order signed and the payment made quickly, will that enable us to get the stores opened, or does that have to wait until the August 3rd meeting?
Well, it would have to wait until the August 3rd meeting, because we would have to show that everything's been cleared up prior. But it would, if everything gets approved on the August 3rd agenda, you would be able to open after we would approve that. And if you're curious as to the amount of the fine, it has to do with the number of Luxottica violations over the years. It accumulates every time.
Is there any procedure by which, I mean, these are stores, you know, they have employees that are not able to work in the stores and customers can't be served. Is there any procedure by which we could get the stores opened earlier if we sign A?
Not legally, no. Because you have to have an establishment license approved and paid for. And that would have to, that's what would be on the August agenda that would allow you to then open.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Appreciate again your questions. Hopefully I understand the hardship. It's not our intent, but it's something that's happened again. This is the fourth time we've had an issue with Luxottica stores. So, any other questions? Appreciate everyone being here. It is now 10:43, and this meeting is adjourned. Talk to you all.